Now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a word for those readings from St. Paul's letter to the first Christians in Corinth. God loves a cheerful giver. And those familiar words of Jesus from the Gospel. Do not worry. Do not keep worrying. And as we hear those familiar and much loved words of Jesus again, we might reasonably wonder, has there been ever a time when not worrying was more difficult? Wherever we look, we see anxiety. We may be worrying about where COVID will strike next, about the restrictions which dominate our lives, and the possibility of yet more, let alone the daily concerns of money, jobs, health, exams, careers for ourselves and our loved ones. Even if we put all those aside, we may worry about the future of the very planet on which we live, the biodiversity on which we all depend, the bees, the insects, and the flowers and birds which Jesus draws to our attention for their beauty. They have never seemed more fragile. I wonder if you saw David Attenborough's program last Sunday. If you did, you may have seen those desperately sad pictures of the last two white rhinos on Earth, looking so obviously depressed, mournful, seeming to sense that things were very difficult, very wrong, and they were just waiting to die. And the ice caps are melting, both in Greenland and Antarctica. Wildfires are destroying forests in the United States and the Amazon. Even at home, the harvest has been the lowest for 25 years because heavy rains and droughts, despite the lovely sunshine, interacted at the wrong times. Where do we go? These are our worries of 2020. Previous generations have their own anxieties too. Wars, plagues, hunger, natural disaster are very sadly nothing new. I wonder if there has ever been a generation which could honestly say it had no worries. Yet worry, as Jesus reminds us, actually gets us nowhere. It can't improve the situation. In fact, it makes us worse because anxiety turns us inward. It turns us away from God and neighbour and against positivity. And we simply get stuck in the slough of despond, helping no one, including ourselves. The most frequent commandment in the Bible is, do not be afraid. Whatever we are facing, God has been there. God understands, and God is in the mess with us as Jesus lived our life and its challenges too. God wants us to have good things, and he promises us his kingdom without pain, without suffering, without death. As I was mulling over this sermon the other day with the television news on, but I was only half watching it, suddenly a voice broke into my consciousness from the television, a strong voice saying, combating COVID doesn't mean cancelling life. It means acting responsibly. Combating COVID doesn't mean cancelling life. It means acting responsibly. I didn't catch who it was. I think it was a football manager, but perhaps some of his thoughts chime with Jesus' words to us. Our job is not to turn in on ourselves and give up. Our job is to get on with it as responsibly as we can. Jesus tells the parable of a rich, selfish man who wanted to keep all his wealth for himself, stack it into barns, which got him nowhere as he was about to die. And Jesus exhorts us not to store up treasures for ourselves before on earth, but to be rich before God. That is our Christian task, even in these incredibly difficult and unprecedented times, to strive to be rich before God, to be cheerful givers, to work believing we can make a difference, to share our harvest. Paul, writing to the first Christians in Corinth, championed what was perhaps the first example of Christian aid, as a famine in Judea had prompted the new Christian communities around the Mediterranean to contribute to the relief of the church in Jerusalem. We can do that too. We can be cheerful givers to the food bank, to Christian Aid, to UNICEF, to medical charities, or for environmental work. We can accept the restrictions COVID places on our daily lives, and yes, they are hard, and we know that they may well get harder again. But we can accept these as our sacrifice to keep our families and neighbours safe. We can share in responsible environmental living, reducing our food waste and our use of plastic, reducing our carbon footprint, encouraging biodiversity in our own gardens. The more we can do, the more we are supporting God's creation and our fellow humanity, and turning anxiety into positive action. And don't ever think your little contribution can't make a difference, because it can, and it does. Caring for God's creation, caring for friend and neighbour, is the work of God. Cherishing the planet on which we've all been placed, with all its beauty, all its wonder, is our response to God's creative love. So on this Harvest Festival, and every day, let us give thanks for all we have been given, and strive to act as wise and generous stewards of all the good things we enjoy. Amen.